From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto has canceled a planned meeting with U.S. President Donald Trump. A rift widened between the two countries when Mr. Trump announced plans to build a wall along the U.S. border with Mexico. Speaking from a Republican congressional retreat in Philadelphia, Mr. Trump said the two leaders agreed to cancel the meeting because it would be fruitless if Mexico won't agree to pay for the wall. The U.S. president also blasted the North American Free Trade Agreement, saying it costs the U.S. as much as $60 billion each year in trade deficits. Turkey says it is too early to comment on U.S. President Donald Trump's plan to establish safe zones in Syria. A Turkish foreign ministry spokesman says it will be important to first see the results of a set of studies Mr. Trump is expected to order from the Pentagon and the State Department. The zones would be in areas in Syria where civilians could be safe from civil war violence. Turkey has long advocated safe zones, but U.S. President Barack Obama did not support the idea. President Donald Trump took his first trip on Air Force One Thursday as he traveled to meet with British Prime Minister Theresa May at a retreat for Republican members of Congress in Philadelphia. The congressional Republicans are meeting for a three-day retreat where they will plan their legislative agenda for the coming years. Mr. Trump is expected to lay out his plans for what he wants to accomplish. Ms. May is set to call for a renewal of the special relationship with the United States as Britain prepares to leave the European Union. She is scheduled to visit the White House on Friday. This is VOA News. Gambia's new president, Adama Barrow, returned to his country Thursday, accompanied by heavy security and greeted by jubilant crowds. Mr. Barrow flew to Banjul from Senegal, where he has been staying since unrest swept Gambia following longtime President Yahya Jammeh's refusal to step down after he lost a national election in December. A special United Nations representative says UN forces are assigned to ensure the safety of Mr. Barrow, his administration, and all Gambian citizens. Afghan officials say a border skirmish with Pakistan has left at least one Afghan border guard dead and two wounded. An Afghan spokesman says fighting Thursday in the Spindoldak area of southern Kandahar province lasted for about 2 hours. He alleged that a group of Taliban insurgents riding motorcycles tried to enter Afghanistan with the help of Pakistani forces, prompting Afghan border police to open fire. He said Pakistani troops retaliated by shelling Afghan border posts. Pakistani officials say they are trying to ascertain details about the incident. Thousands of anti-abortion activists will pour into Washington, D.C. Friday for the 43rd annual March for Life. Many Right to Life activists are pleased that President Donald Trump, who has recently taken a stand against abortion, will be setting policy on the subject and appointing like-minded judges. Just ahead of elections scheduled for March, a Dutch cabinet member has resigned, an action seen as politically damaging to the government of Prime Minister Mark Rutte. Justice Minister Aart Vandersteur stepped down amid reports that he was involved in withholding information from lawmakers. The alleged action took place in 2015 before Vandersteur joined the cabinet. The case involves a settlement a prosecutor struck with a drug dealer 17 years ago. A summer controversy over burkini bans in France returned to the spotlight on Thursday when a Corsican administrative court upheld a local decree against the Muslim swim garment. The ban was approved in one village but struck elsewhere due to the lack of evidence that it was a threat to public order. The decision came at a time when Islam and the visibility of France's estimated 5 million Muslims has become a political flashpoint ahead of a presidential election in April. The French League of Human Rights said it would appeal that ruling. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.